Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we perish?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo. Now this story, I really wish I was there. Honestly, like, I can't swim yet, but I still wish I was there. I can just imagine the look on Peter's face. I can just imagine John the Beloved. I can imagine Timothy. I can imagine Thomas. I can imagine not Timothy, Thomas. I can imagine Thaddeus. I can imagine, honestly, Judas. Judas probably thinking, "Man, what am I doing here? How did I find myself in this position? What am I? No, really, what am I doing here?" And Matthew must have been trying to calculate the wind and how they should have put the stern and how they should have done. Like, that place would have been chaotic. And in the middle of all of this madness, Jesus is asleep on a pillow. Sir? No, sir. We have to have this conversation. You're asleep on a pillow, sir. Every time I read this scripture, it makes me laugh. You know, it's interesting because there's a difference between falling asleep and falling asleep on a pillow. That means Jesus got on that boat carrying a pillow, which means Jesus planned to sleep. And nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, was going to change that. Why was Jesus asleep in the midst of a storm and the boat was already filling? So Jesus was like sleeping and think, maybe in the sleep he was feeling like, "Oh, this waterbed feels so good. Oh," I don't know, but I'm just thinking, because if you read the Bible, and this is what I hope Bible Before Breakfast does for you, that you actually start to see the Bible in pictures. Habakkuk 2 says, "I will stand upon my watch so that I will see what he may say to me." That scripture, ordinarily, she say, "I would hear." No, it says, "I will see." Because God speaks to us in pictures. You read the Bible and pictures just pop up in your mind. You start to see everything in pictures. So I'm reading this story and I'm literally in the boat. Or maybe I'm on the water. Walking on the water. Yeah, I really like to be walking on the water. Okay, no, I'm in the boat. And I'm just sitting right next to Jesus, chill. Like, I'm chill. Like, what is going on here? And it occurred to me that, you know, Jesus had said something. He said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." This scripture came alive to me again this year. At the beginning of this year, this was one of the scriptures God gave me. He said, "The word that you have gotten is, let us cross over to the other side." So that word is what you're riding on, not the boat. And that was the mistake they made. The disciples were riding on the boat. He said, "Let us cross over to the other side." They should have been riding on that word that he had spoken. So what word are you riding on this year? Secondly, who spoke these words? The Lord Jesus. The Lord means he's in charge. It means he's in control. He said, "Let us go to the other side." So the Lord says, "Let's cross to the other side." The fact that he says it means that it is settled. The fact that there's a word that we're riding on means that it's settled. And so he went to bed. because the word that he speaks has power in itself to produce. So when God says something, the word goes to work. The Bible tells us that he says his word will never return to him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it to do and prosper in the assignment it was given. In other words, when he sends it, the word must return. Now, whether it will return void is another thing, but he says it cannot. So that means the word goes to work. So if the word of God goes to work in your life, it means it must accomplish what it's been sent to do. What do you need to do? Cooperate with the word. And that's what Jesus did. Let's go to the other side. Means we're already at the other side. So Jesus whips out the pillow, puts it down and starts to sleep. And the boat is filling with water. And Jesus is sleeping because he knows this has become a waterbed. He's not panicked at all. And I cannot blame the disciples too much. Because if you're in that kind of storm, since it was a windstorm, it was beating the boat. So the boat was obviously rocking from side to side. And Jesus was probably just thinking, angels are just rocking, making this sleep sweeter. Like, we really have to get to that level. And he said that they woke him up. And they said, teacher, do you not care? And let me tell you, when storms arise in our lives, one of the first things we always do is think that God does not care. He cares, and he's in charge. Verse 39 says, he arose and he rebuked the wind. How? By saying peace. So whatever you go through this year, or whatever challenges, or whatever things are confusing you, one of the first things you must call forth is peace. He said, be quiet, be still. And he says, immediately, the thing that had been causing chaos ceased. And there was great calm. So what does this tell me? It tells me that there's power in speaking the word. If the disciples had said, we're crossing over to the other side on his command, so wind, peace, be still, the wind would have responded. Do you know how I know? Because the word of God in God's mouth is just as powerful in your own mouth. It's the same word. So Jesus couldn't understand why they were so fearful. He said, how is it that you don't have any faith? And it showed why they didn't have any faith. Because they didn't know who they were with. They said, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Do you know what reading your Bible will do for you every day? It will make you know who Jesus is. You will know what he's able to do, and you'll know who is submitted to him. The winds and the seas obey him because he made the winds and the seas. This year will obey him because he made this year. So as you walk into this year, at this point, we're just 2 months into the year. Go into this year with the confidence that the Lord has said, let us get to the other side. Get yourself a pillow and go to sleep. This year is the year to sleep in storms. Don't let anything silence you. Don't let fear take over. He says, why are you so fearful? How can you know me and be so afraid? But obviously they didn't. They said, who can this be? So what's my challenge to you today? Read your Bible. Get to know Jesus, the real Jesus that it speaks about. And it will change your life. Second challenge, grab a pillow and enjoy the ride. Good morning. It's such a beautiful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gogo.